From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. Congratulations are being handed out this morning as Space Shuttle Atlantis is back on Earth.
We copy your will stop, and we'll take this opportunity to congratulate you, Atlantis, as well as the thousands of passionate individuals across this great spacefaring nation who truly empowered this incredible spacecraft, which for three decades has inspired millions around the globe. Job well done, America.
Astronaut Barry Willmore speaking to the Atlantis crew from Mission Control in Houston. Atlantis landed safely this morning at the Kennedy Space Center in Florida, and as NPR's Russell Lewis reports, it marks the end of NASA's 30-year shuttle program.
Atlantis glided back to Earth before dawn. Its twin sonic booms rattled parts of the Florida Peninsula as it thundered overhead. It's the final time anyone will get to hear the signature sound of a shuttle. After Atlantis eased to a stop on the runway, NASA commentator Rob Navius said goodbye.
Having fired the imagination of a generation, a ship like no other, its place in history secured, the space shuttle pulls into port for the last time, its voyage at an end.
It will be a day of festivities, as NASA has planned a series of events to commemorate the shuttle fleet and its 135 missions. Russell Lewis, NPR News at the Kennedy Space Center in Florida.
The Senate today is expected to take up a House plan to increase the government's borrowing authority on the condition that Congress adopt an amendment to the Constitution requiring a balanced budget. Democrats are expected to kill the measure. They say it would make debilitating cuts to Medicare. The three-week-long state government shutdown in Minnesota is over. Governor Mark Dayton signed a budget deal yesterday. Most state employees have been told to start reporting to work this morning. But as Matt Sepik of Minnesota Public Radio reports, not all state services will resume immediately.
Now that the budget impasse has been resolved, things are slowly getting back to normal. However, camping in state parks won't be allowed until at least Saturday. Chris Niskanen with the Department of Natural Resources says workers have to catch up on 3 weeks of deferred maintenance.
We have a lot of parks that have down trees and down branches. Some of the trails might be impacted, and there might be some erosion issues as a result of some of the recent storms.
Museums and historic sites will reopen this weekend, along with highway rest areas, but it'll take a few days longer to resume road construction. That's because many contractors took on other jobs during the shutdown, not knowing how long it would last. For NPR News, I'm Matt Sepik in St. Paul.
Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke and other regulators could face tough questioning from lawmakers when they appear before the Senate Banking Committee today. Last year's sweeping overhaul of financial laws has yet to be implemented under the law. 243 rules must be written, but regulators have completed fewer than 50. You're listening to NPR News. Nearly two dozen people are reported dead as a result of the heat wave that has a large portion of the country in its grip, and forecasters say it's moving east. The National Weather Service says it could last into August. The country's midsection has been scorched off and on since late May. The high heat and humidity, coupled with drought conditions in the south, are taking a toll on this year's crops. Alabama farmer Danny Bailey says rain needs to fall soon.
If we don't get a little bit more rain to, you know, in the soil out here, or the water, the soil or what have you, then we're going to be in serious bad shape going into the wintertime.
Bailey says it will take a tropical storm to ease the drought conditions in his area. NFL owners are scheduled to meet today in Atlanta, but plans to move forward on a proposal to end the league's longest ever lockout may be in jeopardy. NPR's Brankton Booker explains why.
It was believed the timeline for ending the NFL lockout would be the following. The players vote to settle their lawsuit against the league and to terms on a new labor agreement on Wednesday. Thursday, the owners meet to ratify the deal. Friday, an agreed-upon start date to the season. But the players never held their Wednesday vote.
It could still happen Thursday morning, so we're still on track to get the players and the owners to ratify a new deal by Thursday.
That's Gabe Feldman, a sports law professor at Tulane University. If a deal is not struck between the two sides by Thursday, it may see millions of dollars in losses for the league for every preseason game not played. Brackton Booker, NPR News.
And I'm Giles Snyder. This is NPR News from Washington.